Unlock the equity in your home for a more prosperous retirement. Kathy Muni of Silverleaf Mortgage empowers seniors to use their equity in any way they choose. Pay off debt, remodel, set up a growing line of credit for the future, or receive an additional monthly income stream. You can draw tax-free equity from your home without putting your home or your heirs at risk. Learn the facts now on Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. Here's your host, Kathy Muni.
Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni with Silverleaf Mortgage, and I am a reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer there. I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the president and operations manager at Silverleaf Mortgage. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it is such a pleasure always to have you on the show, and we get to talk and tell folks the true information about reverse mortgages, and then we get to tell a lot of stories, which is very fun. So I have had some questions this week about, does doing a reverse mortgage affect Medicare and Social Security income? And it does not. It does not affect Social Security income or Medicare. And even people who are on Medicaid can do a reverse mortgage and do it in an intelligent way, so that it doesn't mess with their income. They can only have a certain amount of income every month.
That's right. It's especially for Medicaid on the second one, you can take out a line of credit. So you have that big piggy bank that's your house. Maybe your house is worth $400,000 and you don't have a mortgage on it. You can take out a line of credit. Maybe the line of credit's $100,000 and you don't have to draw on it at one time.
Right.
It can be just a ready reserve line of credit for a rainy day in case something happens. And in that circumstance, you don't break any of the Medicaid requirements. So with a reverse mortgage, you can take all your money out in cash if you want to. You can take it in a line of credit that you use over time. You can put it into a monthly income that you get, or you can pay off a mortgage. So you have different options with a reverse mortgage.
That's right. I'm reminded of a couple of clients we had. Both the husband and the wife were on Medicaid, and they did a reverse mortgage and were able to, we did quite a bit of repairs for them before the appraisal. And so with the reverse mortgage, they were then able to pay those contractors after the closing. And I remember they bought new tires and just several other things, but without ever breaking the Medicare rules for how much they could have in their bank account, because they knew that they could draw it out and spend it on the things that they needed. And in that case, it was such a wonderful, happy ending. They contacted us after the fact and said that they felt that Silverleaf Mortgage had given them a new lease on life, because now they were able to entertain and have friends over, which they hadn't done for years because the house was in rough shape and it needed some work and repairs. But through the process of doing a reverse mortgage with Silverleaf Mortgage, we helped them with all of those things before the appraisal ever happened.
Yeah, that's right. Kathy, it is a life-changing loan for the people that do it. We get their letters every month after they close and evaluations and how it changed their life. And a lot of clients, they've been in their home for many, many years, 40 years. They lived for a long time with deferred maintenance. Maybe the outside of their house needed fresh paint or fresh carpeting, or the inside needed paint. All the things that go into deferred maintenance, these can get taken care of before closing, before the appraisal is done. And it can give these homeowners a new home, a brand new home. And we have changed so many lives by helping them with a makeover or a mini makeover before closing, and adding some color to, some paint on the walls and just getting the things done that they've wanted to do for many years but have not had the money. Now they do a reverse mortgage. They get to access that equity in their home, put it into some of the maintenance, and then take a little bit for themselves. And it is a life-changing mortgage for I would say for almost everybody that we do one for.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I think about often when we go into a situation like that, and we're doing some upgrades to the house, some things that are going to make it appraised better and make it cleaner and healthier. And I think about how that really is such a blessing, even to the eventual heirs, because then I'm thinking of a guy up north of Denver whose home is so cluttered and crowded. And this happens a lot. I hear it a lot. Well, you know, a relative passed away and we got all of the furniture and that's in our house. And then my kids, they moved away, but they left a lot of stuff. And that's what the basement is filled with. And now they have all these belongings that they just cannot deal with. They can't have a garage sale. Just, you know, health-wise, that's just not an option. And they're kind of trapped in all this stuff. And so we're able to come in and help them follow their direction, whether they want to donate or they want to give away or whatever it is. Some of it goes in the trash. I mean, you know, but they decide. And when that's all finished, I often think, wow, now their heirs don't have to wade through 3 housefuls of furniture all in one place. You know, it's a blessing to not only the homeowner, but really even to their heirs eventually.
It sure is. Kathy, a reverse mortgage, getting back to just some of the basics, it's a loan that's was created by FHA and HUD. It was designed for a senior homeowner, 62 and above, where they can access some of the equity in their home. You know, after you retire, the banks won't lend you money. The banks will lend you money while you have a full-time income and you're working full-time. But once you go to retirement and you have a fixed income, then you often don't meet their guidelines. And so after retirement, there's very few places where you can go borrow some money and get some help. So the reverse mortgage was designed for this many years ago. It has very easy qualifications for income and credit. Let's say credit's bruised a little bit. And it allows you to borrow some money out of the equity of your home. Let's say your home's worth $400,000. Maybe you have a mortgage. You know, if you were 55 and you took out a refinance and you refinanced your mortgage and you got a little bit lower rate, that's probably a new 30-year loan. That means you have a mortgage until you're 85. Every day we talk to clients that call in and their mortgage is not going to be paid off until they're 90 or 95. So into retirement, that mortgage payment can start to strangle you.
That's right.
You know, all your other costs go up. Your prescription goes up. Your transportation costs go up. Your food costs go up. Your health care and your Social Security doesn't go up. And then again, from all of the listeners and callers that we have, a lot of people make it month to month by just their Social Security. They don't have anything left in savings. So now with the reverse mortgage, they can access that piggy bank of money in their home and just make it a little bit easier, make life a little bit easier for them.
That's right. And one of the things that continues to go up is even the mortgage payment, because often in the mortgage payment, there are escrowed taxes and homeowners insurance, and those things continue to increase. So that payment that goes out every month that we call the mortgage payment increases for that reason. There's also a segment of folks who have, maybe they don't have sort of a regular mortgage, but they have a HELOC, and it's been going along fine for a number of years. But at about 10 years, that HELOC can ratchet up. The amount that you're going to have to pay every month can go up, especially, you know, you've been paying interest only for a while. And I encourage people, if that's you, or if you have a home with a mortgage that's been modified, pull it out. Take a look at it. Find out the date that it's going to adjust. We have helped so many people that were within just months of their modification on their mortgage ratcheting up to a place where they would lose the house. They just could not make a mortgage payment that's like maybe double what they've been paying. So it pays to know, right, to look at it. And because we helped them with a reverse mortgage, we paid it off. Now they have no mortgage payment. What a relief. And they are safe in their home. for as long as they want to be there.
That's right. So that word is a trigger, loan modification. Mm. If you have a loan modification, no matter when you got it, call us, talk to us about it, because those will blow up. They'll double, they'll triple, and they'll leave you in a position where you can't afford it. So if you've, back in the day in 2000, 2004, 2007, they did loan modifications. And now all of those are toxic loans. So if that's a word that you know about because you've ran into it, then call Kathy for sure. Also, if you've been turned down for a reverse, we hear stories all the time where somebody was working with an out-of-state lender and they didn't get, or in the end, they didn't get a reverse and they really don't know why. And so they kind of just gave up on it. And then we ran into them and we were able to help them. So many times if you've been turned down for a reverse before, we can help you. One of the things that we do is we come out to your home. We'll make house calls and meet with you, make sure the loan is right for you. But then we'll assess your home, do a little inspection. And we know what the appraisers are looking for. So if you've got a few things that needs to be tidied up or done before the appraiser comes out, we'll help you do those. So when the appraiser comes out, your house is ready. He gives you the highest value possible. So if you've been turned down or if you have a loan mod or if you have an adjustable, those are great triggers to call us and see if we can help you.
That's right, Matt. So give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Love to hear your story and see if I can provide information to you that will help you to make an informed decision. I'm reminded of a lady that I'm working with right now, Matt, that lives south of Parker, and she had wanted a reverse mortgage maybe a year ago. She went with a lender that took months and months and months and months, and finally, after like 4 months, they thought everything was done, and then he calls up and says, sorry, can't do the loan. So I'm so glad that she called me, because what tripped him up, we know how to deal with. That's the benefit of a lot of experience. And Silverleaf Mortgage is the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado. We do more reverse mortgages, so by volume, we are the top. And it's that level of expertise that really helps these folks that are dropped by another lender. Don't go to somebody who only does a few of these a year. Go to someone who knows what they're doing. Go to Silverleaf Mortgage. Give me a call.
That's a great point, Kathy. You know, one of the things that I hear sometimes, you know, there's a lot of myths about a reverse mortgage, and they're funny when you hear them because they're so silly that they couldn't possibly be true, but people hear them, they believe them, they pass it on. But one of them is that once they do a reverse mortgage, then the bank owns your home. And that is the silliest thing ever. I don't know who started that way back, wives' tale, way back when. But of course, the bank doesn't own your home. You own your home. When you do a reverse mortgage refinance, you still continue to own your home. The deed is in your name, just like it was before. You own your home. You own your equity. You can do with it with your home whatever you want. If you want to sell it in a year, you sell it, pay off the reverse mortgage, take all the equity that's yours. If you want to will your house to an heir down the road, that's all of your control. So the bank never owns your home, and the bank never takes your equity. So that's just silliness.
That's right, Matt. And, you know, you use the word refinance, and that made me think of people who have done reverse mortgages years ago, but now their property value has gone up. So we help people all the time who have a reverse mortgage in place, but they give us a call because their property value has gone up, and oftentimes there's enough equity there that we can help them to pull out a little more money by refinancing their reverse mortgage. So at the end of it, they still have a reverse mortgage with no mortgage payment, but perhaps they've been able to tap into some money to do anything they want, but maybe pay off debt or what have you, or just start a line of credit. Many folks had a line of credit, but they've used it up, or maybe they never had a line of credit when they first did their reverse mortgage. And by redoing the reverse mortgage with us, then they are able to access this sum of money, and it can become, if it's in the line of credit, it's a bit of a safety net. It's available should anything go wrong. They have money that they can draw upon. So it makes sense. If you have a reverse mortgage right now and you feel like, yeah, you know, the home values have gone up where I live, give me a call. Let's look at it and see if the numbers work. Now, we do have to make sure that it benefits you significantly. So it can't be just a little bit of benefit. It needs to really be a substantial benefit. But I can't tell you that unless I run the numbers. So you need to call and talk to me about that. And the other situation, I've helped a couple people here recently where the one spouse did a reverse mortgage and the second spouse is not on it. Maybe they weren't married at the time. Maybe that that spouse was quite young at the time that the reverse mortgage was done. But now they realize that they want to have the spouse on the reverse mortgage so that spouse is protected, can live in the home. Even if the first spouse, older spouse, passes away, the other spouse can remain in the home. As it stands, if there's someone with a reverse mortgage and maybe it's only the man that's on it, his wife is not, if anything happens to him, the wife is going to have to leave the home. And I just can't think of anything more sad than that, that, you know, you lose your spouse and then you have to lose your home. You know, makes sense to look into adding the wife to the reverse mortgage so she can stay there forever.
That's right.
If she wants to.
Well, and we hear that from lots of our clients that they want to stay there forever. So many of our clients have been in their home 25, 30, 40, 45 years, and they want to stay there forever. You know, more and more, I don't know what the exact national statistic is, but more and more we run into clients all the time that their only source of income is Social Security. And, you know, after a few years in retirement, after 10 years or 15 years in retirement, it seems that clients, you know, they spend their IRA, they dwindle down their 401k, maybe they sell their stocks and bonds, and they're left with a Social Security income. And it's a very private time when you talk to us, your lender, about a reverse mortgage, and that, you know, you're living each month, everything that you make, you have to spend on bills. Sometimes that's a very private conversation to have with us. But we find that clients go out and ask neighbors or a friend of a friend of a friend if they should do a reverse mortgage. And I want to let you know that it's a very private decision. A lot of times the person you may be asking, they don't live check to check each month. They have more than just a Social Security check for income. Maybe they have a military income or a teacher's income, and they have three or four multiple sources of income, and maybe their income is $4,000 or $5,000 a month and yours is $1,100 with Social Security. Well, that makes a really big difference on what your opinion of should I do a reverse mortgage. If you're just getting by on Social Security and you have your home and that's your asset that you've paid for years and years, it's okay to do a reverse mortgage and make life a little bit easier for you. You can take out a line of credit of $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 to make life easier. So it's a very personal decision. Sometimes if you're asking the wrong person, then they're just in a different bracket than you're in, and maybe they don't give you the right answers.
Well, that's right, Matt. And then also, a lot of times that person you're asking really has no idea. They have heard the myths and the misconceptions, and they don't know how the program has been corrected and adjusted and made better and made safe, and they just don't have the up-to-the-minute information. So they're working on something they heard 20 years ago. It pays to call and get the information, to have it in your hands so you and your family can look it over and make an informed decision. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. let me just get the information to you. I'd love to hear your story. We'll see that if it will be a benefit to you, and then you decide.
That's right. So, Kathy, Silverleaf specializes in helping our clients get their home ready for the appraisal. We know that you kind of get one shot when an appraiser comes out. He's going to give a value to your home. And we want that to be a favorable value. So we want to make sure that all the little things that an appraiser is looking for, they get done before the appraiser comes out. So in the past, I'm just kind of looking at some of my stories here. We've helped clients that have needed new roofs. We know that if your roof has been damaged by hail, whether you have insurance or not, you can't finish your mortgage, your reverse mortgage, until that roof is replaced. So we'll put you in touch with a local Colorado contractor, some of the best. They know that they'll put a new roof on for you and get paid after closing. We've helped clients with exterior paint and interior paint and carpeting. And I'll tell you, those clients that have some years of deferred maintenance, you know, in Colorado, the sun is so hot that it bakes your paint on the outside and it makes it chip and flake after a few years. When you get a new coat of paint on the outside and maybe some new paint inside, it feels like a whole new house. So a lot of times after we help with, you know, a makeover or a mini makeover or just some things that are needed, the client feels so good because their house is now in a condition, you know, that it hasn't been for years, and it makes them feel so happy.
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for feeling happy in your home. And many times when we've completed a makeover and the cleaning and decluttering and so on, it is. It's like a new lease on life for the folks that live there. And it's good for mental health. You know, it's just a great thing. And if they're being relieved of a mortgage payment as well, that's fantastic. I do want to make clear, when we say that the mortgage payment goes away, it does go away, but property taxes and homeowners insurance must continue to be paid. Now, there is a mechanism whereby we can have the lender pay those, and sometimes people opt for that, and sometimes that's a remedy for bruised credit. Lots of things can happen. Foreclosures in the past, bankruptcy in the past. In fact, though, I have a lady right now that we're going to meet next week for signature. She's just coming out, has just concluded a bankruptcy, and we're going to be able to help her with a reverse mortgage. So having that kind of bruise in the credit is not a problem. We can help to take care of that. And it's just going to be great for her to not even have to worry about her mortgage payment. Her taxes and her insurance will be paid for her. What a relief. What a great thing for her.
It sure is. You know, if you find yourself in a position where a foreclosure has been started, or you know one's going to be started, or if you're in a bankruptcy because you've had trouble making your mortgage payment, if you're in a foreclosure or a bankruptcy and you need some help with your mortgage, call us, because a reverse mortgage, they don't care that you're actively in a foreclosure or actively in a bankruptcy. We can help. And once we provide the mortgage solution, a lot of times then that foreclosure goes away and it's finished, or that bankruptcy now gets to close. So it's some closure. So we can help you in those situations. You know, it seems like in the past few months, I've received a lot of calls where the couples are doing planning. They're planning ahead, and they're saying, you know, if I do a reverse and we pay off the mortgage payment that we have, you know, will my wife be protected, and will she be able to stay in the house if I pass away? So we're seeing that more and more. So that message is getting out there about a reverse. And that's exactly right. This is the right time to plan ahead. If one person passes away sooner than the other, that spouse can stay in the home forever without having a mortgage payment. And so when you lose, you know, half of the breadwinner's income, then it makes it tough to make that mortgage payment. If you do a little planning ahead, then you can make sure that everybody is protected if somebody passes on. Now, if it's a little bit too early for you to do a reverse, you can continue to make the payments. You can do a reverse, and you can continue to make that $1,000 mortgage payment that you had before. You know, rates are at about 5%, and it's a little bit different on each type of loan that you might consider, but those kind of a general range. So you can, you know, if your payment's based on 5%, you can make that into the reverse mortgage where your balance does not grow. So if you're comfortable for the next couple of years of making a payment, you can do that. And then at some point, if you want a break, then you don't have to make that payment.
That's right. It's a really cool strategy because with a regular forward mortgage, boy, you better not miss your payment, right? You have to make that payment. With a reverse mortgage, payments are not required, but they're welcome. If you want to make a payment, make a payment. And it has two advantages. One, as you said, it keeps the loan balance low, but it also shows up in a line of credit. The line of credit is going to grow at about 5% a year. So if you're paying into that, keeping the loan balance low, causing the line of credit to grow more quickly, it's going to just mushroom over the next 10 years, 20 years. And when you need, if you need and access to money, it's available for you. You never have to use it, but it is available. And when you're making those payments, it's causing it to grow more quickly. So it's a really smart thing to do in many cases. Give me a call. Find out more about that. That's something that maybe a lot of lenders wouldn't talk with you about, but I'd love to. I'd love to explain how that works for you.
So keep in mind that there are reverse mortgages for buying a home. There are reverse mortgages for homes that are $1 million to $5 million to $10 million. And then, of course, there's reverse mortgages for a reverse mortgage, a refinance. If you already have one, you've had one for a few years, you can refinance it, pull more money out, get a larger line of credit. So they have a few different options on how you can use a reverse mortgage.
That's right, Matt. It's worth finding out. It's worth giving me a call and just seeing if this is something that could benefit you. I thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It's so fun to get phone calls from people and they say, yep, I listen every week. It makes me smile. It's a wonderful thing. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
Contact Kathy Muni directly at 720-458-4041. Silverleaf Mortgage is a Colorado-only mortgage company dedicated to providing personalized reverse mortgage plans for seniors and their families. Learn more at silverleafmortgages.com. Kathy Muni, NMLS number 1368981, and Silverleaf Mortgage, NMLS number 1394377. Licensed in Colorado. Equal housing lender.